The name of this town sounds like there was some major trouble that took place here sometime in the past. Perhaps the name is a bit bigger than what actually occurred, but we do know this was a place of contention between many, and I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
As Lori Price explains, sometimes the name of a town takes on the events that occurred nearby.
There were several battles between the Native Americans and the immigrants or pioneers that were coming across on the California Trail.
Lori is speaking of Battle Mountain, Nevada.
We have not been able to find a definitive battle that says this is why we called Battle Mountain, Battle Mountain. Yeah. It actually came from the Battle Mountain Mining District. And so when the railroad decided to use this area as a siding, they decided to name it Battle Mountain.
Those skirmishes were most likely because the heavy traffic of that day was having an impact on the area.
250,000 people might have come across here, and it caused a lot of problems with the animals and the soil, the plants. So the Native Americans were pretty upset about all of that traveling through here.
Most people just passed through, but there were some that stopped or came back to the Battle Mountain area for mining. The town was established by a mix of miners and ranchers, and Lori says even the ranchers had some battles here at Battle Mountain.
There were ranches that had sheep and cattle, which is pretty unheard of because the sheep herders and the cattlemen used to have skirmishes as well.
The museum here is housed in a building from one of those old ranches.
It was on the 25 Ranch, and we had it moved in. It was built in the 1930s as a cookhouse, and then in the 1960s it changed to the bunkhouse.
Today, the red building, made from railroad ties, is known as the Cookhouse Museum, a place that recounts the history of this area. Traveling the countryside in Battle Mountain, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCrae.